Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To answer today on the program,
if you ask me where I come from,
we call What's on Your Mind.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
Where exactly were you born?
In an extraordinary place.
Do you remember that every morning when you arise, do you?
With the stars and stripes.
USA, baby!
And the eagle flies.
That's right. How you doing? Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. K-Fly is here.
Yo, buddy.
Also known as Kevin Flynn.
K-Fly, that's good.
Yeah, you like that? Well, he was a little envious since you had the TRG moniker. We had to, come up with something, so we'll give Kevin the K-Fly.
No, that's good, and he deserves it. So that's I've been K-Fly for a long time to a lot of people.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I was taught the radio got absolutely nobody before Phil Parker came.
There you go.
The weather peeps say could be another blizzard action heading out west, Todd. Don't put that shovel away quite yet.
Too early. Two, Colorado low, that blah, blah, blah. Three, it'll be too warm for a bunch of snow. We may get a bunch of rain, and that wouldn't be a nice rinse wouldn't be a horrible thing.
Right. There you go. I received a text from a listener earlier this morning. It was actually a story that was posted on KX News, but it's a national story, I see. And it said, on Thursday, CIA Chief William Burns gave his first public speech as director of the Georgia Institute of Technology, addressing the dual threat of China. I should say that in a more Trumpian fashion. China. You like that?
The Georgia Institute of Technology, do they call it the GIT?
I don't know. You're exactly right. Yeah. Anyway, Burns said Chinese President Xi is a silent partner in Russia's aggression in Ukraine, warning that China poses the greatest challenge and most profound test that the agency has ever faced.
Would not surprise me at all.
Some silent partner. I don't think it's much of a silent partner.
I was going to say, if it's so silent, how come we know about it?
Pretty obvious. But this led me to a big question. What is your biggest worry right now? In other words, if I'm a rancher coming off this incredible weather event in the middle of calving season and dealing with the after effects of that and knowing there could be another one coming, I think Russia and China aligning are like 50 on my list of most important things that I worry about. And so what struck me when I read this, because it was a listener that wanted us to talk about this, obviously concerned about it. It's worthy of our concern. There's no doubt about it. I can rattle off 10 things just top of mind that I'd put in that category of what do I worry about, what I'm most concerned about. Now, first of all, I have two buckets, right? One is, what is in my immediate control? You know, caring for my wife and our children and our household and, you know, being a good business partner and having a family, you know, a family of families here in our company. You know, those are things I can immediately affect, right? And I've said often, I think that it's time to ask questions about, for instance, state's attorneys. If you're running to be a state's attorney in a county, are you going to do the South Carolina thing and slap an ankle bracelet on some guy that just shot up a mall over the weekend?
Unreal.
You know, do you consider bail reform like the most important thing right now? So as soon as we get a criminal locked up who means harm, you're going to let him go? Well, okay, that's a local race that I ought to pay attention to. And I actually ought to ask some questions. Same thing on school board, city commissions, county commissions. right? So that's sort of the bucket of things that I can immediately affect right now, right here. Doesn't mean when I wake up in the greatest country in the face of the earth, I don't worry about, oh, the border. Jen Psaki's not too worried about the border, is she?
No. Yep. Can't even.
The White House press secretary.
Do you want to play that?
Flippantly saying that, you know, the amount of terrorists pouring over the border is what, small?
He's more concerned about masks.
It's not that many. It's just...
He's grateful to the Border Patrol for doing their job and stopping these people and preventing them from getting into the country.
But
they're very uncommon. We're talking about a few dozen annual encounters at most, and these encounters represent significantly less than the 0.01% of total encounters per fiscal year in recent years.
That's a word salad of nothing.
Terrorist watch list encounters.
They're very uncommon. We're talking about a few dozen annual encounters.
A few dozen? So, like, what?
I call
50
BS.
Or so? There's 50 or so that we catch that are on the terror watch list!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that we know are bad actors.
Hey, Jen, I got a big bowl of M&Ms here, and 10 of them are poison. You want some? You gonna eat any of those?
But you know, like, that's what you say.
Here's the bowl.
Yeah.
100 of them are fine, but a few dozen, you know.
Yeah, no.
Take your chances.
Yeah. And, you know, what could have, you know, 50 or so of those kind of folks do?
By the way, Senator John Hope is at the border today. We're going to chat with him next hour on the program to see if he's concerned about these few dozen terrorists. What's this?
Annually.
By the way,
uncommon.
Remember our conversation with Tom Homan last week? ICE official from Reagan. Through Trump.
Yep.
Been there, seen that. What did he tell us last month? 67,000 gotaways, meaning there was not an encounter.
Yeah.
These are people we've seen on surveillance cross the border, and nobody knows who they are. Now, again, remind you, the incentive for anybody crossing the border is to turn themselves in because they get a free ticket wherever they'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
They get a voucher pack. And, you know.
And realize...
Where would you like to go? We're going to put you on the bus to Fargo. There you go. Off to Fargo you go.
None of these people, not one of them, are getting across the border without the help and the payment to the cartel. Cartels, should say.
The mullah.
The cartels.
Right.
And you mean the Matamoros cartel on north. You are not crossing that river in any of that territory unless you pay them.
So back to our worries.
There you go.
There's one you could worry about. I believe that we have an absolute corrupt media in this country.
Oh, no question.
I mean, it is so bad.
Ridiculous.
It is so, and every once in a while they get caught, like the Hunter laptop thing.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Lindell and a team of folks that are going to the Supreme Court related to a case that says, look, if constitutions were ignored in states and that allowed them to have a corrupt election in the states, should that election have been certified? This is a question for legal scholars. You know, some people say, who cares? We'll just settle it in 2024. Others say, wait a minute.
Come on. That's sort of like, not care?
That's sort of like the Jen Psaki excuse of, you know, what's a few dozen illegals voting in every, you know.
What are a few ballots stuffed, a few boxes with dead people?
Right.
Votes?
I mean.
Not that bad.
Not that big a deal. And so, you know, there's one. You know, and the media is just lack of curiosity in this.
The nuclear power plant is leaking. It's just a little leak.
Just a small drip. A little bit of radiation.
The house is on fire, but it's just over in that corner.
So, I just keep going down the list. I would also say, in a state like North Dakota that is energy rich, that has the ability to export its energy across the U.S., across the world, if we're ever going to take on the blunt force instrument against energy production domestically, which is climate action seeks to shut down domestic energy, export our climate guilt, and send it elsewhere. And if we're ever going to win that argument, it's got to be with $4 gasoline. Or if you're in California, $7 gasoline.
Right, yeah.
And the anecdotal evidence is everywhere that people are ticked about it. And the Putin price hike, rather, is not working. It's not, nobody's buying what Biden's selling, okay? But I don't know that we are. I don't think we're winning that. Because if we were winning that, we wouldn't be sending a Strategic Petroleum Reserve oil overseas, which we are, by the way. We're pulling out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to send overseas. You can't make this up. And
don't have to make it up.
The consumer that has to this point been buried in the sand of just, you know, it doesn't affect me. I'm just going to go through my life. Now has been awakened to be ticked. And we have got to capture that and take that on. So I'm going through my laundry list, but I'm more interested in yours. What's keeping you up at night? What is your big worry? And do you like me to separate that into what I can control, what's right here, if nothing else, my own personal mental health? Because if you're looking over here at all these things out of your control, you could quickly become overwhelmed. So I want to know, what's your big worry right now? I mean, you mentioned inflation, right? Haven't touched on, I mean, there's so many things. What's yours? Tell us. 701-258-0550. We have a whole hour this hour to talk about what's worrying you, and maybe we can play a part in some of it on this program. Answering your questions. Give us.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, what's the big worry for you right now, today? It keeps you up at night kind of worry. We're here standing with you shoulder to shoulder, right?
Absolutely.
It helps if you, you know, a little shared concern and buck each other up here these crazy times. Telephone number to weigh in with your answer to what keeps you up at night, what your worry is, 701 701- 258-0550. could text us at 701-237-1590. In all seriousness, at a time when there's obviously all kinds of things you could be worried about, it is really important to be amongst like-minded people and just have conversation. Just recognize there's other people out there that feel the same way you do, and try to find something positive. One example, tonight at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium, Ennis Freedom is speaking. And Ennis Freedom is a guy who said, it's just not enough to protest this stuff. I need to actually do something. Gave up his family because he pushed back against what's happening in Turkey and just said, this is wrong. And they said, shut up, or you're never going to see your family again. I mean, they detained his mother.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
True.
And
yeah.
And now have cut him off from his family.
Unreal story.
His family had to say, we don't know this Ennis guy. Sorry, in order to survive in Turkey.
Yeah.
He goes to a basketball camp. Somebody says to him, are you aware of what's happening to people in China? If they want to express religious freedom? He's like, I'm really not. Tell me more. Start speaking out about that. NBA cancels him.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't say bad things about China if you're in the NBA. You can say bad things about America. You can cheerlead when people kneel for the flag. But by golly, you say something bad about China, you're out of here.
Well, and that almost directly translates to Nike. You know, without Nike's support of the NBA... The NBA doesn't have the television contracts they have. They don't have the gear deals that they have. They don't get all the free shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can still sell Jordans for $300, but, you know, Jordans will be $700 if they're not made in China, you know, because you pay, $0.02 a day.
The television contracts now in China are
huge. Absolutely.
And the NBA is on the tape. So wrap your mind around this.
Yep.
National Basketball Association. Players paid gazillions of dollars.
Yep.
You can protest America all you want. But by you say anything about China, canceled. So he was.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a contract. So what does he do now? He's an advocate for human rights. Gave up his career.
He had a great career, though. He did have a great.
Like 10 years?
Yep.
11 years, something like that? So anyway, he's in Bismarck today. Senator Kevin Cramer became friends with him. And they struck up a friendship, and Kevin invited him to Bismarck. And the Be Truthful organization has him tonight, BeTruthful.org, at the Bell Mayhus. I'm hoping this place is just jammed to little rafters.
Go see him. Yeah,
it'll be great. It'll fill your bucket. It'll fill your bucket. It really will. And I think you leave there saying, it is not enough to just stay at home and be mad about this stuff. I need to do something about it. What am I going to do about it? So that'll be a good one. And while we're talking about great speakers coming to town, Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to Fargo on May 6th. Probably most famous for the podcast that he did with Joe Rogan.
Rogan, yep.
But really, his credentials... I mean, this is a guy that hundreds of papers on heart disease and all kinds of things.
His Charlie Kirk podcast went crazy, too.
It did. I mean, he's a very, very smart guy. And he's going to be here to just talk about how to navigate out of the COVID era.
All of it.
where do we go from here? You know, not so much looking back. We've learned certainly a lot. But, okay, where do we go from here?
I don't know how many times I've quoted him on his peer-reviewed studies on the masks, on the hand sanitizer aspect of all of this. I mean,
we know so much now.
Dozens of global peer-reviewed studies saying, listen, stop with the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
It's not a touchy thing.
How about the mask now? Did you see this yesterday?
The
Supreme Court hearing said, enough, you can't do it. It was actually in Florida.
I don't think it was
Supreme Court, actually.
No,
it was just a Florida judge.
Federal judge in Florida rescinded, said no.
And it could go to the Supreme Court now.
It could, but it won't.
And
everybody caved immediately.
The airlines yesterday announced this after the ruling.
Yep.
And there were cheers on planes.
Oh, yeah.
I did see one online account of a plane going to Washington, D.C., where a guy said I was the only one applauding.
Well,
funny that it's going to Washington, D.C. with a bunch of bureaucrats and nobody's applauding.
It was funny. I think the TSA
held on to it for about a half an hour. They were going to continue something at TSA. Then they went, nah, no.
We're done. So, and look, I'm done. I'm sick of COVID, but I want to know now what. What if it happens again? Could the government shut down? Can they, you know, do what they did to kids in schools? Are they going to, you know, have more vaccine mandates? All of that. So Dr. Peter McCullough to answer those questions and more. Chris Kobach, who led the Supreme Court effort on behalf of two North Dakota businesses and other litigating against the mandate, will also be there. Freedom Matters USA is sponsoring this May 6th, 7 p.m., Avalon Fargo. Tickets available at eventbrite.com or go to ndcan.org, North Dakota Conservative Advocates website, ND, like North Dakota, can, like we can do this, .org. Okay? Check that out. Text us at 701-237-1590. Call us at 258-0550. What's keeping you up? What's the big worry? The border, says one. Another listener says fuel prices and inflation. Another says, what makes me lose sleep is the breathtaking speed with which the worst American president in history has been dismantling the prosperity and foundations of our country, as well as the cancer of diversity, inclusion, and equity, rotting our education system from within. Smart listener right there.
Mm-hmm.
The speed of which, brick by brick, all these things are being undone. You're exactly right. It's almost like they know we only have so much time before they figure this out. We only have so much time.
Exactly.
Before people awaken.
Yeah. We got to take what we can while we can. Get in. Get as much as you can, pass it as quick as you can, and then the residuals will come when all of this money gets awarded to these contracts. Joe Biden's brother's buddy's friend, cousin, you know, whoever it may be down the road.
But if you know you're in the middle of all that, you know you're going to be found out at some point.
Yeah, you think.
So you got to just double down on everything, and maybe that's what's going on. Texter says, my worry is that when Republicans completely take over in 2024, that they'll abolish Social Security and Medicare, which is their plan. Because they've done that before when they were in control, right? This poor person has been succumbed to the corrupt media.
Yep.
Nobody is going to abolish Social Security and Medicare other than inflation and horrific policies of this very government. That's the biggest threat to Social Security. Insolvency. Texture says, all hope is gone. I'm paying $30 an hour for local work in Bismarck, and I still have guys that can't get into work. You're an employer. I get it. I understand why you're worrying. I really do. In fact, next hour, we're going to have a Better Business Roundtable, bringing the pros from I. Bailey, Onstead Twitchell Law Firm, as well as Starian Financial, and High Point Networks to talk about risk management in this current economy and how to plan for the future. Thank you for that. It's a tough question. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax. Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky announced Monday that Russia's offensive in the Donbass region had begun, starting a second phase of the war in eastern Ukraine. As Zelensky warned the world, Russia may use low-yielding nuclear weapons. President Putin Monday said the sanctions against his country have failed, and countries that support them have high inflation and high unemployment. On Monday, a federal judge overturned the U.S. government's mask mandate on airplanes, trains, and other public transportation, calling it an overreach by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And, of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
USFL football week two kicks off Friday afternoon as Michigan Panthers take on the New Jersey Generals. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I heard you asking how I'm feeling. I guess I'll play it day by day. I'm still around now. My heart is healing.
Our friends at PetroServe USA are serving up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. How about a hot beef sandwich?
Yes, sir.
For chicken pot pie, that's at Valley City.
Valley City, yep.
Petro Serve. Meatloaf or cheesy taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef at 12th and I-29. What is mac and beef exactly? Like a hot dish
like
kind of
goulash,
thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah. Because I thought maybe it might be like a mac and cheese kind of thing.
No, mac and beef, like a little red sauce, kind of goulash, I do believe. What I saw.
What's
when I was
not
there.
To love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tater tot hot dish on MP Avenue, beef stroganoff in Glendon, PetroServe USA. Tacos or meatloaf in Euland today, PetroServe USA.
I did try the Salisbury steak a couple weeks ago. Really good. Really good.
Good stuff.
Yep.
PetroServe USA, it always is. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA, Mandan to the west. Up to Bemidji on the north, Wahpeton to the south, Valley Dairy Stores in the Grand Forks area, part of that family as well. Lowest price fuel around, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA branded fuel, plus home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Here's what's on my mind this morning, Scott, with three worries. You ready? Three numbers. $8.17, that's the price I have to pay for a bushel of corn. $300. That's the best price I can get for high-quality, well-fed butcher pigs. $75, that's the number I'm projecting I'll lose on each and every pig that leaves my place.
Wow.
As corn farmers order new pickups, livestock guys are forced to choose between going broke or starving their animals. For 2 years, we had to put up with corn guys begging the federal government for all types of bailouts and handouts when corn was cheap. Perhaps now we should be taxing their production to repay the American taxpayer for the billions they received during the trade war. The trade war in quotes. All right, we asked, and you're telling us, 258-0550, what's your worry? What's keeping you up at night? Texter says, I'm worried our great nation is turning to communism. Another listener says, IRS needs 100,000 new workers, no experience necessary, $15 an hour starting pay. What are they up to?
You know what I would say to the last one about communism? No. There's very few. When you talk about majorities, these are very few voices with big cameras and big microphones and big loud voices. Nobody in any number. We're just not going to.
And the message we're all
here.
Sick of hearing.
Yeah, it's just shut up. Because it's not exactly. Working. We're not buying it. We're way too informed. We're way too far down that road. You're not going to convince us this is a racist country. We are content of character people. Period.
Exactly.
That's how we were raised. Exactly.
And that's how most of us raised our kids, period.
I will tell you this. What worries me is that, and I happen to agree with everything you're saying, because I think the United States of America, in the end, is never going to succumb to this. But the fact that 30 and under individuals regularly, no matter what poll you look at, say socialism is fine with me.
Yep.
If they're that dumb to just not know basic
to
history,
obviously, they think we are.
But in the end, I do agree with you. And by the way, we talked about this on Good Friday. I forget if it was Bishop John Fulda or Bishop David Kagan, when we talked about is it ungodly to worry? I think was the question.
Mm-hmm. I would say yes.
And they talked about the difference between concern and worry.
Or fear.
Right. So basically, it's why we pray.
Yep.
And let's go back to how we started this hour. We were born. We were blessed to say, wow, the United States of America is where I call home. It's where I was born. This is the biggest gift of all, the day you were born in the United States of America. And I think in the end, most people are going to recognize that and push back against this. But it doesn't mean you sit back and say, everything will be fine.
No, no, exactly.
We're
in a war.
Doesn't pertain to me.
We've been in a good and evil war since the dawn of everything.
So this is why I broached the question. I want to know where your concerns lie, so you can say, what are you doing about it? What's your part in that? That's my question. 258-0550. One more on the text, then I'll go to the calls here.
Yeah.
The two guys that took over for Rush Limbaugh on KFIRE said last week they'd be Clay and Buck. It's the government still paying people to stay home, causing most of the problems we're seeing with employers not finding employees. So it's still going on, and Burgum told us it's not. It's still going on all over the USA. I don't think it is.
I've been on a lot of research on that. Other than standard unemployment, you know, you have seasonal workers, concrete guys, whatever, they're dealing with it. But the incentives and the extra money and the stuff, I can't.
Well, the states are not doing it.
That all ran out.
North Dakota never should have done it.
Right.
In my mind.
Maybe they banked that money yet. And it's
because what they did was allow the extra kicker.
Right.
Bad idea.
Right.
And the biggest worry, use the word worry again, concern I would have as an employer is how many people have left the workforce that just sort of said, COVID, I stayed home, and I'm just done.
Or pivoted to, you know, from whatever or job they had to into a career.
It was a disruptor.
You know,
yeah, however it happened.
They said a third of them was early retirement, too. So
258-0550, and what's on your mind doing the open phone thing here today? Just talking about what has you most concerned, what keeps you up at night, and whether you, like me, put that in one bucket of what I can control versus what I can't control. John's on the road. John, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening. You talk about communism, and you couldn't convince you that the majority of the people in this country would go for communism. And the problem we got is for the last two generations in school, we've been teaching these young kids that communism's okay. And
see, now,
it's
John,
capitalism,
you can't, hang on. You can't put such a broad stroke and say all schools are teaching all the kids all this communism. That's not the case. In my school, not once has that ever entered into anything in our curriculum in my district.
Well, but to John's point, I think there are educators.
Sure there are. They are around.
That want to do this.
There are pockets.
This is an example also, I would say, John, of where talk about things you can control. When's the last time you've been to a school board meeting where you live?
Am I going to be able to speak here?
Go ahead.
You're just going to be telling me what I don't know. Because
you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Kevin couldn't resist, and I piled on. Go ahead.
You know, the Soviet Union lasted for 70 years, over 70 years, and the majority of those people didn't believe in communism. But you had people in power and people with guns that would force it on people. And that same thing could happen here. I'm not saying the majority of the people are going to believe in communism, but it could happen here if these people get in power. And you talk about all the stuff they're doing, the Democrats are doing right now. Maybe they're doing all this because they know they can push as much as they can, and it doesn't matter if they get wiped out in the midterms, because maybe they know the Republicans aren't really going to do anything. That's a scary thought.
Can I bring you down to earth a little bit, bro? First of all, let me play this out for you. First of all, if we're going full on, we're going to be a communist country. They have to disarm the country. They have to literally come knock on our doors and take our weapons and take our ammunition. What member of the military or law enforcement do you think is going to follow that order?
Well, I don't know, but
what, I do.
What?
I do.
What members of the CIA or the intelligence agency or the FBI would you have thought up until a few years ago would have done what they've done to the sitting president of the United States? What I'm getting at is they've got people that will do that. There are people that are that corrupt in this government.
Oh, I totally agree.
Somehow, somewhere, at some point, we got to clean all these people out. And I just don't know. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to take a hell of a lot more than Mitch McConnell and those guys to do it. So, you know,
comes back, yeah.
John's point is it could happen, as it had happened in other places. I think that's a fair statement. It could happen. Will it happen?
I disagree.
You don't think it could?
No.
I think it could. Obviously, there's examples of it all around the world. But
there's could and there's
I also
not,
could,
yeah.
I also agree that it will not, because people will not go along, will not comply. And it is the greatest country in the
world. Say one thing. Second Amendment. Look at the number of licensed hunters in the five states we live around here. North, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. You're talking about well over 3 million people that go into the woods every fall to do what we do. So, and that's just five states. So, you know, good luck with it. You know, if you want to come and good luck.
John, appreciate your call.
But not happening in my house.
Gene in Breria, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Scott, what form of government do we have?
A republic.
We have a democracy.
No, we have a republic.
Okay. Yeah, a republic.
Yeah.
The stuff that's going on now in this country that's unconstitutional, you can't call it a republic when these things are going on that are unconstitutional.
Okay, so why are they still going on?
Well, because we're letting it go on. And then, you know, we're not a democracy. We don't get to vote on much of anything anymore.
Get to vote who represents you.
Senators, yeah, they don't get to vote on much of anything anymore that really counts.
Well, I would argue that for 4 years under Trump,
we're entering into international global fascism.
And you think we'd let that happen in the United States? We'll go along.
We're letting it happen.
All right.
We're letting it happen.
Kevin, are you letting it happen? Kevin, are you? Todd, are you letting it happen?
Well, I know it's letting it happen.
I'm not
going to let it happen. We're here on the radio doing everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen. Texter says, as a rancher who calves in late January and February, we're used to cold weather and occasional snowstorms and built our operation for that. For those who are calving in April and May who experience these historic storms every 30 years, it's devastating. I don't believe the average person really understands the heartbreak and the loss.
Agreed.
And why I brought this up, because that is... That's a front and center thing right now that is a lot more important.
An American classical education for pre-K through grade 12 has arrived in North Dakota. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo will start classes for pre-kindergarten through 6th grade in the fall of 2022, followed by adding at least one additional grade each year. Students who enroll in 2022 will be able to graduate from Capstone. This is not a new way to educate, but a return to what works. Capstone Classical Academy is a Hillsdale College member school. To find out more, go to capstoneclassical.com.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or cappuccino, or a fun pot, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, three for $2, liquid ice, energy drink, 16-ounce size, two for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot springs, spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The University of Mary has been helping working adults elevate their careers and finish their degrees for over 60 years, six decades.
That's a while.
It is. The university values its students' prior education and life experiences, giving credits for the areas in which you are already proficient.
Go Marauders!
With courses available online and in the evenings, you can choose the best way to learn while you continue to work and fulfill your other responsibilities. Pursue an education that's affordable and flexible at the University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. Find out more online.umary.edu. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT, and then your application fee is waived.
You know, they got a good Davies boy leading the offense at Marauder football now, you know.
national champions in hockey, too.
Jesse Forknell transferred from Mankato.
I like it.
To UMary.
The portal.
Yeah.
Jeff and Roulette, you're next in What's on Your Mind with our big question of the hour. What's keeping you up at night? Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
I don't keep myself up at night anymore. Last week, you know, of course, we had our time that we loved the most, and that's tax time. Well, I paid in this year like I do all the time. And this year I decided, how can I get into that club? I want to be into the elite club. So what I did is I made my check to the Ukrainian government, and I'm waiting now for my laundered kickback.
Beautiful.
So I'm not worried anymore. I'm going to be into the club.
You're in the Hunter Biden club, it sounds like, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever it takes to get into that elite club, you know.
So. The syndicate. I call it the syndicate.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
the syndicate,
yeah.
The DC syndicate.
You're not worrying anymore, huh?
Syndicate. Yeah.
Up here you got your Schumers.
I'll be part of the syndicate.
You're done worrying.
All right. OCs, you got your, all of them.
No, anyway, I have a lot of the worries that, you know, have been called in today, and I just pray to God every day that he's watching over our country, and he's got his hand in all this, and someday it'll all be revealed. So.
Amen.
There you go. You as well. It's the best way to stop worrying right there.
There it is.
Texter says, if you can translate pilot speak, this is how the pilots were told while they were flying yesterday. They showed up on a Southwest Airlines screen, and it's a cockpit screen. It says, dispatch, you may be the hero pilot and tell the passengers Southwest has issued a mask optional policy starting now. And this was a big thing on social media yesterday, trending.
Sounds like some woke controller wrote the screen text. You can be the hero pilot now and tell them?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
You think it's a bad thing?
No, I think it's great.
Why are they woke? By saying you can be the...
You can be the hero and tell them all, and they should, you know...
So you saw some of this is sarcasm? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was reading a little sarcasm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
A little tongue-in-cheek.
You can be the one.
Yeah, you get to be the hero.
Texter says, I lose sleep over the dictators of the world and their glee over more, more, more. I lose sleep over how we fret about the increase of the cost of living yet claim to have amazing character. Let's be the character trait we speak of and thank God for what we have.
Amen.
Can't argue with that.
Amen. I mean, we need God a lot more in a lot more places.
You guys don't think the communists are winning, huh? If you look around at all the asinine things happening and the anti-American sentiment, you can't deny they're winning. The trouble is, the only thing people want to do is talk and act like winning an election cycle will solve it all. It won't. Deep down, you know what needs to happen.
Look around where. Where are they winning? Okay, they're not winning everywhere. I promise you, they're not, you know, that's not happening. Go to Pierce, South Dakota.
Well, during COVID, when you couldn't go into a church, I'd say they won.
There's some losses in this.
When you tell kids in school that, you know, they need to go home, they need to sit in their room and stare into a computer screen, I think they won.
And where are we now, though?
Who's winning battles? Who's winning the war? Did they win the war?
Right. Yeah, the masks are off the kids, and we're fighting at every front. No doubt about it. But they will not win.
Texter says, we got a Kevin Pylon going here. Kevin should read the book Ordinary Men by Christopher Browning about how average, everyday police officers became executioners for the Nazi Party. It can absolutely happen here.
Well, no, it can't, because the executioners will come, and they're going to get shot back at. So there's a big difference.
Right.
You know, sorry, I'm going to return fire, and everyone I know is going to be in my yard returning fire with me. Okay? So there's that.
There you go. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning.
Morning, buddy.
I just want to talk about, Kevin's talking about people shooting back. man, I love you, brother, but you're dreaming. I mean, people wouldn't even take their mask off to walk into a building. And do you think somebody's going to take up arms and start shooting back? I mean, a few people will, and then they'll be made to look like crazy individuals who... You know, right-wing nuts who lost their mind, and you know, all these people you say are hunters. Well, I know a ton of hunters, too, and don't one thing you don't ever want to confuse is a hunter with a pro Second Amendment advocate, because there's plenty of them guys who'd be more than happy to point their finger at you and say, he's got an AR-15. That's a crazy guy you want to go after. Not me with my three-shot deer rifle. It's not going to happen, man. They're not going to fight back. And the police and military, sure, there's some of them guys that won't enforce what the commies want. But a lot of them guys will be like, hey, it's my family, my livelihood, my life. I'm just going to have to do what I got to do.
No, you guys are depressing me.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree.
The hour was meant to...
If I'm there alone, I'm there alone. I don't care. But
the hour was meant to say where your concern is and what we can do about it. And we end up more on the concern side than the...
That'll work out for you. Freedom!
We are going to talk risk management in the current economy for the business sector in our Better Business Roundtable coming up. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending going crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.